Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover a wide range of topics from common courtesies and communication skills to everyday life interactions, only to name a few. We should all be aware that etiquette truly encompasses every area of our lives. If you are listening live, call 516-418-5894. And now, here is your host, certified speaker, teacher, trainer, author, and coach, Miss Donna.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let them know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
To see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you.
Happy Thursday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. My name is Donna. Today is Thursday, March 19, 2020. We are broadcasting live from the wonderful, lovely city of Atlanta, Georgia. This evening, or this afternoon, we are going to encourage you on today. And first of all, since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway, for the benefit of the new listeners or those who may be younger, we know we have a wide range of ages that listen, we're going to answer that question. And etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And isn't that what we all want? Well, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And so once again, etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manners, and we're certainly going to talk about that on today. Well, I am so delighted that you all are joining us during this special lunchtime broadcast. And again, this is our Be Encouraged series, and I want to just talk a little bit about why I decided to do this series. On Monday, I was in the supermarket shopping and just kind of observing the mannerisms and listening to some of the conversations that people were having. And it was really disturbing for the most part, you know, just kind of observing the anxiousness of people. And I did speak with one person in particular, and I was just trying to speak and encourage and smile, and because I overheard him, you know, say something to the fact that, oh, it's getting worse, this is bad. And I just responded, well, I just pray that it will get better. And he just basically wanted to know, how could I speak positive? He wasn't real happy to hear me speaking positive. And he just wanted to know how I could speak positive at a time like this. And I just basically kind of shared with him that, you know, I'm a woman of faith, and I just, you know, trust and believe. And I told him that it's just something that starts within you. You have to think it first and then speak it. And after I talked to him and just kind of shared that information, it seemed to have calmed him a little bit. And so from that moment on, I knew that I personally needed to do something to make a difference, to just kind of use the show as a platform to encourage. And I've had this gift of encouragement since I was a little girl. Didn't know it actually had a name. It's called the gift of exhortation. And so I believe that when you encourage others, I believe that you take part of your courage and you give it to someone else. So when you encourage, and so I'll encourage everyone to do that, you know, just take a little bit of your courage and give it away to someone who needs it, okay? Wow, again, thanks for joining us. We have just a wonderful, positive, encouraging program this afternoon. We have Pastor Williams coming up, Pastor Ken coming up, and my co-host. We have a young adult co-host, Victoria, and Celeste will be joining us as well, and she'll be giving us some ideas and some practical things to do while we are at home. So first of all, I want to go ahead and bring on my co-host, Miss Victoria. How are you this morning or afternoon now, right?
Yes. Hello, Miss Donna and everybody out there listening, as well as every guest today. Good afternoon. I'm doing just fine. I'm happy to be here today and on with everyone.
Absolutely. Glad to have you back. Of course, we had our show last evening, and I want to encourage you, if you did not have an opportunity to hear the show last week, last night, it was part one. So I encourage you to do that. But so, Victoria, I know that a little bit later on you'll be giving us some updated good news. And so we are certainly looking forward to that. Well, I want to go ahead and bring on first Pastor Emmanuel Williams. And he is just so dynamic, such a man of God, and we want to certainly talk to him. Good morning, Pastor Williams. How are you?
Good morning, Donna. Glad to be here.
I am so delighted that you are joining us. And if you would you please just, and I know that this is not the first time you've been on our show. You're a friend to the show. I appreciate that. But those who may be listening for the first time or have not had an opportunity to hear you speak, would you just kind of tell them just a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind?
Well, currently I serve as the visitation pastor at the Tabernacle Assembly of God and also involved in teaching in two of our life groups.
I am sorry to interrupt you. Want to make sure that you're not on a speakerphone. Getting a little static or feedback. Want to make sure that the listeners can hear you because I know you're going to have
because, well, I did that. How is this?
That's much better. I don't want them to miss anything that you're saying. Okay.
I spent the first part of my life in the military, and then I retired. I was cool in the industry, and that evolved into my becoming the hospital chaplain at the George Baptist Hospital for a number of years. And
you're getting
then,
a little static still now, Pastor Williams. Getting a little static. Yeah, I'm not quite sure of the line.
Would you suggest I hang up and dial again?
Well, I don't want to lose you, but you can do that if you'd like. And because I just want to have the clearest connection possible so everyone is able to hear everything that you have.
Because I'm receiving you static. So let me check.
So until Pastor Williams calls back in, Victoria, let me ask you a question. Did he sound staticky to you as well?
Yes, I was hearing quite a lot of static.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to let him, I'm going to go ahead and let him call back in. In the meanwhile, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and go to Pastor Ken and see if we can pick him up. Pastor Ken, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Now, how does my voice come through?
It sounds pretty clear right now. Thank you. And if you would do the same, just share a little bit of information about yourself. That would be great.
Well, I'm married for the last 50 years. I have 5 grandchildren. I've served as a pastor. I've served as a probation officer to juveniles. And in our retirement, my wife and I are serving as directors of Wells of Hope International, supplying safe water sources for the people of Africa.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. So with this show being a show of encouragement, and I know that you are very encouraging every time you speak, and I want to know, just if you would just share, you know, from your heart some of the things. We know that, you know, we're understanding that this is, we're going through some interesting times, but we do want to have hope, and we know that we are going through and we are going to come out on the other side. So what would you have to offer to our listeners to encourage them?
You know, I'd like to approach it, Donna, from the standpoint of not having all the answers. Now, I've got answers to the important questions, but as Christians, we don't have the answers to everything going on. So several things are basically observations. One question, I'm getting a lot of phone calls from people, and we're talking, and, you know, they're saying, what do you think? What's happening? Is this the end of the world? And where is God in all of this? And, you know, the first thing that I would offer is that, you know, it's for us. And Jesus felt alone, felt forsaken, and questioned, you know, what was happening. But God was there. He wasn't abandoned, and we're not abandoned. So regardless of what the source is of all of this, God is that ever-present help with us. You know, we've got the coronavirus. We've got the tornadoes that hit Nashville. We've got the earthquake in Utah. We got locusts in Africa. And but the Bible says that in Romans 8:22 that the earth and the people in the earth will groan waiting for the new creation. So there's a lot of pain and shaking that we see going on. And I think about a statement I heard one time about the insurance companies. When we have a disaster or a problem and they want to dismiss it and not be liable, they say, well, it was just an act of God. Well, I don't know whether it was an act of God or not. I believe that the real acts of God is the kindness that we show during disaster, is the feeding the hungry. I think it's the caring. Those are the real acts of God. So I'm just trying to be honest that I don't know what the source of even this virus is, whether, you know, the devil coming from God, is it man-made? I can't judge, you know, another person's suffering, but this is a thing that stands out to me, and that is that what we're going through and the things that we're facing, it'll either drive us toward God or it'll drive us away from God. And for us being Christians, I think it's important that we find ourselves being pushed in the direction of God and not allowing ourselves to be divided by our doubts and by our fears. The other thing that I think about is the scripture that's being quoted so frequently now, 2 Chronicles 7:14, about the fact that we are the people of God and that we need to understand that, he says, my people who are called by my name, if we will humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, then he will hear from heaven, he'll forgive our sins and heal our land. And he says, my eyes will be open and my ears will be attentive to their prayer. You know, the government has a protocol for us. They say, wash your hands, avoid sick people, limit your contact with the public. Well, God has a protocol for the for our protection, healing, and deliverance. He says, humble yourselves, repent, seek my face, and then I will be attentive. It will be God that will begin to act in our behalf. So if we seek his face, or if we attempt to dismiss our problems, make it go away, pray it away, pray the problem away, but we return to our wicked ways in the next 6 months, all of that was in vain. So I believe as a child of God, in everything we're going through, all of our circumstances, that God has something in that for us if we will listen to him. And number one, repent first. You can dismiss it if you want to, but I think that the first acts and the protocol he has is to humble ourselves, repent of our wicked ways, seek his face, and then God will be attentive to us. I've got several other things to say, but I'll hold on to that if you want to respond or you've got some thoughts about it.
Totally with you, Pastor Ken, and thank you so much for that, because, you know, my prayer with this show today is that people will hear something that will certainly calm their spirit and give them hope and encouragement, and I think that that you did that. I'm going to go ahead and go and see if we can pick Pastor Emmanuel Williams back up. Pastor Williams, you're still there, right? Pastor Williams? Okay. All right. Pastor Williams, can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you. It's Ken.
Okay, yes, I think he's still making an adjustment to his line, so that's fine. So if you would, Pastor Ken, and by the way, you all, you can certainly feel free to join the conversation. Our number is 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894, and you can shoot us an email at missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com, which I've already received. Some of your emails. I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone line and see if we can pick up one of our callers. And you all can feel free to chime in on the conversation, anything to encourage and things that you think that you may be doing that can help others, that's what we want to do today. So hello, extension 0401, hello. Hello, can you hear me? Extension 0401, hello. Hello.
Ken is still here.
Okay, not quite sure, audience, what is going on with our line. But go right ahead. Let me tell you what, I want to make sure I can cover the emails as well, so I'm going to do that just for a moment. I have, dear Miss Donna, thanks for doing this topic. I am grateful to be able to listen to some good news for a change. This is so timely, and I look forward to hearing you and your guests. And this comes from Michelle in Decatur. Michelle, thank you for sending that. Here's another one. It says, Miss Donna, just wanted to let you know that I listened to your show for the first time last night, and I really enjoyed it. So timely, and I will be listening today as well. Great job, Sanford from Texas. Thank you, Sanford. You all were always so delighted to be able to hear from you. I'm going to go one more time and see if I can check in with Pastor, Pastor Emmanuel, see if he's back on the line. And let's see, then we have a caller as well. Hello. Thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? Hello. It's extension 0401. Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello, Donna.
Oh, well, hi there. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for calling the show. And just tell everybody, you know, your name and what you would like our listeners to know. We're encouraging today. So what would you like to contribute to encourage our listeners?
Well, I believe that my topic will be for those children that are home with their parents, and that
mm-hmm.
this is a wonderful opportunity to get to know your children by doing different activities while they are now at home. So I just wanted to give a couple of things that came to my mind as to, because, you know, with the children around you day in and day out, it gets a little old quickly and you get frazzled. So maybe some of these activities while they're home, besides their packets of homework that they're getting on visual aid now, but other things that parents and the family can do together while they're home, such as inside, when they're inside, they can do some baking of cookies together. These are precious moments of building memories, playing board games, making sock puppets, doing their class assignments, of course, have popcorn and movie day. How about some exercise? Get the body moving. Dance Freeze is a wonderful, popular one for the children. They like that. You just put on some music. And then you pause the music, and that's when everyone freezes. And they always enjoy that type of an activity. Also,
yeah,
you are not going outside. If you go outside, go for a walk in your neighborhood. Get to know some of the neighbors that's around. Going to the park. These are free activities. You don't have to pay to go to our local parks, and we have some wonderful, beautiful parks to go to. Outside playtime in the backyard, doing a project maybe of starting a little garden together outside in your backyard. So it's just different little things that you could implement while the children are going to be at home with you.
Those are some great, oh, wow, great activities. Yeah, because we were talking about this last night about how we don't want people to feel as though this is a punishment having to stay at home, but to be able to, you know, just spend some time together, communicate with each other. And I love
yeah.
the game and, you know, the freeze
yeah.
pose. And these are wonderful ideas. I certainly do appreciate those. And I'm sure the listeners do as well. So it's just a myriad of activities that you can do. It's just being creative, and so that you'll
yeah.
be excited to be home with the children. Mm-hmm.
Right. And also, these are your precious moments that will remain in your memory bank for years to come. And
mm-hmm.
we know we cannot get back the time when our children are growing. We don't get that time back. So to me, this is a wonderful opportunity that we do have to be with our children, especially those of us who have to work outside of the home. We're limited on our time with our children. But with this happening, this gives us that time that we can get to know our children. How many parents even know what their child's favorite color is? Just having general conversations to get to know them. Who's their best friend at school? You know, all kinds of things. It just draws the family back together in that unity and showing that you care and love one another.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that contribution. Thank you. And I'm sure, again, that the listeners are grateful as well. So appreciate it. What we're going to
Thank
do,
you.
I'm going to, you're so welcome. It's a pleasure. What I'm going to do, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back, go back to the phone, and then we'll also come back to Pastor Kim. We're going to bring on also Victoria and Celeste. And so in case you're joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're having a wonderful conversation with our program this afternoon. It's a special afternoon lunchtime, so maybe those of you who are working today, you're on your break and you're having an opportunity to listen. And, of course, we did it mainly for so many people who are off work, and so we will be right back.
Are you looking for a fabulous voice? You found it here on MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Miss Donna's voice is one of a kind to fit any voiceover need for sure. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help your message stand apart from the rest. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' mind when describing Miss Donna's voice. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on-hold and phone messaging systems, interactive voice response, live announcing, MC, commercials, narrations, audiobooks, documentaries, talk show hosting, and e-learning. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right voice and choice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com, www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice. There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
Congratulations, Etiquette Lady, on your show's 12th year anniversary. You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you encourage. Let him know that you encourage. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right. Ooh, yes. Be encouraged.
For joining us for a special version of What is Etiquette Anyway, our lunchtime version. As a matter of fact, we're so glad that you're with us. We are here to encourage you this afternoon, and I'm going to, we've having a wonderful conversation. We've spoken with Pastor Ken. We're going to see if we can also pick back up Pastor Emmanuel Williams. We're having a little technical difficulty. I'm going to see if we can pick him up now at this time. Pastor Williams, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh,
no
wonderful.
Static.
And you're coming through loud and clear as well. I am just so grateful for that. So if you would, Pastor Williams, because I don't believe anybody was able to totally and clearly hear you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself again, please? This is a wonderful and very clear now.
Well, I initially spent 28 years in the Army as an infantry officer, and then when I retired, felt called to the ministry, and ended up being the hospital chaplain at Georgia Baptist for over 15 years, and then working with the headquarters of the Assemblies of God. And during that time, was working in local churches here in the Atlanta area, and that's how I got the Tabernacle. So currently I'm the visitation pastor for Tabernacle Assembly of God in Decatur.
Wonderful. And I know you've been listening to our conversation. Of course, we are wanting to encourage everyone, especially, you know, during the time, I mean, today, you know, the times that we're living in, and people are not really sure, just not sure how to act or react. And so what would you like for our listeners to know? What would you like
to
contribute?
Well, there's a passage in Philippians that certainly addresses this. Paul spoke to that question of anxiety. And the scripture says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and your mind. And I also need to add in there, he said, do this with thanksgiving. And then I've heard many people, Max Licato being one, reduce that down to this saying, worry about nothing, pray about everything. And for the person who knows God, who has a relationship with him through Jesus Christ, that's the biblical approach. Because the opposite to worry is to display a lack of faith in God and not to trust him. He's very clear in his word that he is going to be our shepherd. He is going to be our light and salvation. He is going to be the strong tower that we can run to. He is a present help in the 46th chapter of Psalms. He says, God is my refuge and a present help in the time of trouble. So from a biblical perspective, God is very clear in saying that he will be with and provide for and protect his people. Then that puts the ball in our court, and Paul says, okay, this is what you are to do. You don't worry about anything, but you bring all of your cares, concerns, anxieties, fears, problems to the Lord in prayer, believing that he hears. Remember his promise that he would be with us in all circumstances. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's one promise. But then also we have to remember, if we know the Lord as our Savior, his Spirit dwells within us. And so in that sense, God's Spirit is immediately available to give us peace and courage and calmness to meet whatever circumstance we may find ourselves in or we are concerned about. So from a biblical standpoint, the Bible is very clear that we are called to trust God, knowing that we belong to him and that he has promised to be with us in the difficult times.
Thank you so much for those words of encouragement. And I know that our listeners are thinking the same. And what I'm going to do, I want to bring Miss Victoria back on. If you would stay with us too, Pastor, I'm going to hold you over as well as Pastor Ken in case we have any questions or comments. But thank you so much for that. I'm going to bring in back on my wonderful co-host there. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Miss Donna.
I'm so glad to be tuning in.
Yes, I know you've been listening, and isn't this inspiring for you, Victoria, as well?
Yes, it really is, honestly. I always count it an honor to hear some of the people on the phone today who I, you know, I'm so fortunate enough to know in real life. So just to hear all the conversations and positive words about just how our attitude should be during this time and how we should be definitely relying on the word and looking more to that than, you know, investing in worry or anxiety or fear. Like, it's just really encouraging to me right now. So, yes, I am loving the conversations.
Absolutely. And I know last night we had you to give us some good news about some of the things that are going on. So I'm just going to have you do a few items of good news so that people can hear what's going on around our city as well as around the country.
Okay, yeah. I'm so happy to share. So, yesterday was really great, sharing a couple of things that are just going on in the nation amongst, you know, some of the other things that maybe aren't so great or kind of, you know, promoting different emotions in everybody. So just to reiterate just like a couple that I think were real highlights yesterday, as well as a couple of new ones, you know, across the nation, different school districts are definitely doing free meals right now for all the kids and students who are at home. So we definitely encourage everyone out there to check your local listings on that and to see, you know, what time schools are providing these meals and where they are. Also, along with that, as far as people who are maybe renting during this time or have bills to pay, there are different things going on in each state where there may be rent relief to the end of April, or different bills may not be due when they would be due to people not being at work right now. So that's pretty encouraging to hear. Then as far as the last two that I wanted to share today, I think it's really cool to see that different lawmakers in our nations, according to multiple media outlets, the president, along with different other officials, are currently creating bills of relief in real time that are supposed to provide provision for free testing and pay emergency leave for those who aren't working during this time. So that's kind of really encouraging to hear during this time. And lastly, one thing that I just wanted to share that was definitely a boost for my personal morale is kind of just to hear about different people around here. There are multiple reports of people who have just been really giving and showing the better side of humanity right now, whether that's giving items to the elderly or different people in their community. Governor Brian Kemp gave a press conference not too long ago and said he's calling on all Georgians to get together and talk about how they're going to protect their grandparents and loved ones during these times, given the current health conditions. So that's just an encouragement, I think, for all of us to see how we can really chip in, see, you know, how we can help the elderly in our community, whether that be maybe buying groceries or just giving of our time and resources. So there are multiple people in our country right now who are doing that, and I'm really proud to just see that things aren't always as in shambles maybe as we think, but there's definitely still people who practice what it means to be a true neighbor. So that's what I have today, Ms. Donna, and I'm so glad to be able to share that with everyone.
Thank you so much, Victoria, for doing that. When I gave Victoria that assignment, she just really took it to heart. And because I call her my youth co-host. You're how old now?
I'm 23.
Yeah. So thank you. You did an excellent job. And, yeah, so are a lot of acts of kindness that are being shown during this time. People are coming together, which I think is wonderful. I remember seeing there was a CEO of a tutorial company. I was watching a clip of him. And what he did is he stepped up and said that he is going to offer free tutorials to the students that are at home, because he knows that part of him going through the actual school process, he said he had tutors. And he said, so he knows how important the tutorials are. So for people that hadn't thought about it, he just basically stepped up and said that he would offer that. And I think that is absolutely amazing. And, of course, we always ask you on this show to initiate acts of kindness. So we are seeing a lot of people that are coming together. I want to go ahead and bring on Celeste. And Celeste is going to also share with us a variety of different things that we can do during this time that we're at home. So, Celeste, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
You're so welcome. And so, Celeste, I know you've been listening to the conversation as well, and we are encouraging, and just want to hear some of your thoughts of some of the things that you feel that will be great to be able to participate in during the time that we are at home.
Well, you know, when people are home and you hear so much about this coronavirus that you do get anxious, regardless of how much faith you have, you do get anxious. But there's one thing that you can do to help you to, you know, some other things that you can do, such as using mandalas for color. And this is just geometric objects, configurations that you can color. Or either, and this is for the adults, because if you get the adults to release their anxiety, then it helps them not to flow through the entire family. And just doing adult coloring sheets. And you don't have to use the crayons. You use the pencils, the pens, whatever. But it's to help release you. And then it's so important to remember to breathe. It's so important to remember that. And you have to do mindful breathing. That means you have to be conscious of what you're doing. So as you take that breath in, as it goes down your throat to your lungs, to your abdomen, feel the breath, hold it, and let it out. You breathe in peace and you exhale stress. And this, you do this constantly. That's to help bring you down. And then just as the earlier caller said about some of the activities, yes, do those. Dance with your family. You know, have a picnic with your family. Your favorite song, to sing that. You know, be silly, because this is the time to be silly. And then there's games that you can do. You know, call the family together and one person write down, how does it feel when you get your favorite, show what it feels like when you get your favorite toy. What does it taste, how do you feel when you eat your ice cream cone, or when you get your best present, or when you see that relative and you send the bag around and each person pick out a slip of paper and they have to act it out. That is so much fun. And, of course, the board games, those are wonderful to do. And most importantly, write in your journal. Have your children write in their journal. What are they feeling? No one has to see it, but write down your feelings, because if it's not, if you're not containing it inside, then you're releasing it. And that's what we need to do, release things. And another thing of being mindful, I did this a lot when I was working. You know, you're driving down the street and you say, how did I get there? It's being mindful of what you're doing. Mindful as you're eating your favorite meal. Taste it. You know, sometimes we just gulp the food down and we don't really taste it. When you're reading, just meditate on it. And meditation is good to do also. You know, think on those things which are good and pure and lovely, you know. Don't think on these other things, because that's all you're doing now is meditating on this number of people have it, this number of people have died, but you have to think on those good things. And that's about all I really have.
Thank you so much, Celeste. And I know you are a spiritual counselor, right? And I thank you. so much for sharing that information with us. Wonderful. So in case you all are just, you're just beginning to listen, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. It's our special Be Encouraged lunchtime version of our show. And I really hope and pray that you all have heard something that has really hit home and has sparked for you and has encouraged you, because that is the reason that we are actually doing this show on today. I want to go ahead and go to a couple more of our emails. Ms. Donna, please ask your guest, what is the best method to study the Bible? I'm working with my children while they are out of school. Thanks, Ms. Donna, for your show. This comes from Carolyn in Atlanta. Here's one that says, Ms. Donna, I've been listening to your show for the past 3 years, and I really enjoy it. Frankly, I find it a blessing and always find that your topics are right on time. Keep up the great work that you do. God bless you. This comes from Teresa in Akron. Then we have Ms. Donna, thanks for stepping out and hosting a positive show. All the best. This comes from Charles. Thank you all so much for these wonderful, wonderful emails. Here's one that says, Ms. Donna, I want to commend you on the job you are doing with your show. I also want to encourage you to keep up the great work. It can't be easy to do a show for 12 years and have positive content. Congrats. By the way, I've listened for 7 years, Brian in Spokane. Brian, thank you. Everybody, thank you so much for those kind words. I am going to go back to the question about the best way to study the Bible. I do want to bring our pastors back in to answer that question, and because we certainly want to do that. We know that the children are at home, and obviously Carolyn is working with her children. So Pastor Emmanuel, Pastor Ken, I'll let you all talk a couple minutes about that.
Well, what comes to my mind first is that there's a great deal of literature or books designed for children based on the Bible, and hopefully each family would have one of those. The idea is to present a truth, a biblical truth, in such a way that a child or the, depending upon the age of the children, are able to grasp what it means and can apply it in their own lives. So I would say, generally speaking, the parent has the responsibility to select a verse that can have meaning for their children, and then endeavor to question them and explain to them on a level that they can understand, but more importantly, that they can apply in their daily lives. For example, if she talks about, there's a passage of scripture that says, children, obey your parents. And that could be a starting point to have a discussion in the family on what it means to be obedient and what circumstances, or how does it apply? Does it apply in all circumstances? Does someone you don't know ask you to do something, for example? But generally speaking, select a scripture that would be meaningful to the age level of the children in the family. Then when opportunity presents itself, I would encourage you either to go online or to one of the Christian bookstores and look for material that is age-related that can be helpful in explaining spiritual truths to children and to teenagers.
Thank you so much for that. And again, Carolyn, thank you, and I hope you certainly use that advice. Of course, we have to talk a little bit about the etiquette side. I want to do that real quick before we run out of time. What I want to say is I just want to talk about there was someone, believe it or not, that purchased, and you all may have seen this story, 17,700 bottles of hand sanitizer. So, no, I did not say 17, or I did not say 77. 17,700 bottles of hand sanitizer. So my thought when I saw that, so are you providing these for a community or for some communities? And but no, that was not the case at all. He was not providing those for a community. In fact, what he did is he was actually taking those bottles of hand sanitizer. He marked up the prices and he starts selling them on one of our favorite sites. Okay, I won't even mention. But, however, he did apologize, stating that he was sorry if he caused anybody not to be able to get hand sanitizer. But, and by the way, he did offer that apology after he was investigated. So, you know, just saying that to say you do, from the practical sense, you certainly do want to stock up if you can. Okay, you really want to stock up if you haven't already. A lot of people have done that. But there's a difference between stocking up and hoarding, okay? We want to suggest that if you have overstocked, you know, you might be in a position where you can share some of those things that someone else doesn't have on hand. Last night we talked about the precious toilet paper. Somebody had actually purchased 800 rolls. I mean, so, you know, do, you know, stock up, and you do want to make sure that you and your family are taken care of. So go to the store, wherever you shop, to do that. But, you know, try to leave at least a couple of those items for the next person, because we do have to be concerned about our fellow man or fellow woman, boy, girl, if you will. Okay. Also, you want to make sure during this time that you just check on your family members, check on your friends. We've talked about the seniors. Definitely want to be in touch with the seniors and see if maybe there's something that you can go to the store and purchase for them, something that they need so that they don't have to go out. We've talked about the kids and encouraging the children always, and helping them, because they're going to be antsy quite naturally, to let them go. You know, they can go outside. We've heard some wonderful suggestions on the program today about some things that you can do with the children. You know, really get to know. You can take this time to get to know your children and your family a little better. I know I mentioned journaling last night. Celeste did mention journaling. I am just a strong, strong proponent of journaling. It is so therapeutic. So do that, and just let everybody in the family, give them an opportunity to journal. And that helps you practice your writing skills as well, which is always very, very important. What I want to do, I'm going to give the listeners, because we are running short on time, or have Pastor Ken, I do want to have him, you know, make a couple final remarks for about a minute, and then I want to bring back Pastor Emmanuel to do the same thing. And just basically, what would you like for the listeners to walk away with, and Pastor Ken?
All right, I'm going to make one public service announcement. In Conyers, One Heart Ministry, you can look it up online. They serve, they distribute food Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays from 9 until 12. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, One Heart Ministry. You can get a whole grocery cart full of food for $10, and it's well worth it. One Heart Ministry. The other thing I wanted to address is things to do with your children. I don't, you know, in addition to giving children money for chores, I'm a strong believer in having children to memorize scripture. Psalms 91 and Psalms 103 talks about the nature of God. Our children need to understand, where is God in the midst of all this? And I personally pay my grandchildren money to memorize scripture. I want them to know God's nature and how he relates to us. The second thing is, and I think it's a good exercise, is to sit down with the children and ask them about the things they should be thankful for. We can talk about deprivation. We can't do this. We can't do that. What has God already done? Can they make a list? Who can make the longest list? What are the things that God has done in our life? And that's not just for children, but that's for adults, is to remember the goodness of the Lord. Because in the wilderness, God said the biggest issue he had with them is that they complained. They complained about the manna. They complained about the water. When he was providing fire at night, a cloud by day, deliverance from Egypt, and he says, remember, 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 remember. So as adults and as children, we can sit down and count the goodness of the Lord as to what he has already done, what he's doing, and what he has promised to do, just to encourage us.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. Absolutely. That's a, just, I mean, it's great for everybody to just be grateful for what you do have. I'm going to bring on real quickly, because we only have about 3 minutes. Pastor Emmanuel, do you have anything closing that you would like to share as well in about a minute?
Well, I would again emphasize that as believers, we have a definite advantage over those who are not, and that is the ability or the opportunity to trust in the sovereign God of this universe. And quickly, Jesus made the point in speaking to his disciples, saying, worry doesn't accomplish anything. And therefore, he concludes all of that by saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So in the midst of our dire circumstances, ever-changing circumstances, I do believe it is important that we avail ourselves of our relationship with God and remind ourselves of his promises to be with us, to provide for us, to protect us, and make that a ongoing, daily part of our life during while we are going through this coronavirus circumstance, and being mindful that our trust in the midst of all of the fear and anxiety that we see being displayed in the world, that we have a hope that is beyond that, and that hope is in the God that we serve. Because in the end, he is the one that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we may ask or think, and that also applies to the coronavirus.
Thank you so much, Pastor Williams, for that. Thank you so much. And I want to just thank my panel of guests. I just applaud them so much for taking the time out of their schedules to encourage. And I do hope, audience, that you have heard something that has encouraged you. I appreciate you all for listening. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for the persons who called in and sent us emails. I'm so grateful for that, and thank you for those who listen every time we have a show. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or an etiquette topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please let me know, and we'll certainly try to make that a reality for you. Remember the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated. Okay, and we appreciate when you tell your friends and family about our show, invite them to listen. And never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. It just happens to be one of my favorite proverbs, which comes from Proverbs 3:3. I know Pastor Emmanuel Williams, he mentioned Psalm 91, or Pastor Ken, I believe, one of them mentioned Psalm 91. That's one of my favorite psalms. I would certainly encourage everyone to read that psalm and really to meditate upon that psalm. Very, very important. You will be really, really encouraged if you do that. Once again, thank you all for joining us. I just can't say how much I appreciate you all for listening. And take care. Go out and, you know, make sure that you stock up but don't hoard, okay? Check on all your neighbors. Check on your friends, okay? Text them, call them, encourage them, okay? Again, take care. Have a wonderful day today, and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we will discuss another exciting topic.